Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa Australia, ang pinakamababang sweldo o minimum wage ay itinatakda ng Fair Work Commission. Hindi maaaring bayaran ng mas mababa ang mga empleyado kahit na pumapayag sila. Pero sa kabila ng mga striktong kautusan, ilang negosyo ang nagsasamantala sa kanilang mga empleyado, lalo na kapag ang mga ito ay mga banyagang estudyante at backpackers. Sa ating salita, tunghayan natin ang ulat ni Audrey Bourget. Nakakasiguro ba kayo na tumatanggap kayo ng tamang sweldo? Ang kasalukuyang pambansang minimum wage ay 18 dolyar at 29 na cents bawat oras na umaabot sa 675 dolyar bawat linggo bago bawasan ng buwis. Si Mark Lee ang direktor ng media para sa Fair Work Ombudsman at ipinaliwanag niya ang ilang bagay na maaaring mga hulugan na dapat kayong bayaran ng mas malaki.
Many people will be entitled to a higher wage than that, depending on the type of work they're employed to do and the hours they work. So for example, if you are working an overnight shift or on a weekend or public holiday, there'll often be penalty rates that apply. Or if you're working in, say, the manufacturing industry or the restaurant industry, there'll be what we call a modern award that will prescribe the minimum rates relevant to your particular work.
Kung kayo naman ay casual worker o pansamantalang trabahador, dapat kayong bayaran ng mas mataas kaysa sa minimum wage dahil sa dagdag na sweldo sa pagiging casual.
A casual worker will get 25% loading. So for example, if you're a casual worker who is working in a job where you're covered by the minimum wage of $18.29 per hour, you should get 25% above that rate for your ordinary hours. The trade-off for that as a casual worker is that you don't get things like paid annual leave or long service leave entitlements.
At kung kayo ay nagtatrabaho ng weekends, public holidays o sa gabi, dapat din kayong bayaran ng mas malaki.
Penalty rates apply to anybody who's working on a Sunday or a weekend or a public holiday. There may also be allowances for people who conduct work at irregular hours. So for example, if you work in a service station and you're working overnight at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, you will get a penalty rate or an allowance above the ordinary minimum wage.
Kung sa akala ninyo ay hindi kayo binabayaran ng tama o gusto lamang ninyong malaman kung magkano talaga ang dapat nyong tanggapin, may calculator at mga tauhan ang Fair Work Ombudsman na maaaring makatulong sa inyo.
You can go to calculate.fairwork.gov.au, answer a few simple questions about the type of work that you do, and it will tell you what the minimum rate that you're entitled to are. You can also give us a call on 13 13 94 and speak to one of our advisors who'll be able to take you through the process and tell you what you should be getting paid and figure out whether or not what you're receiving is what you're entitled to under the relevant modern award.
Si Lori Berg naman ang senior lecturer sa Faculty of Law ng University of Technology, Sydney. Noong nagdaang taon, kasama ng ilang tauhan, nagsagawa siya ng isang survey tungkol sa pagnanakaw ng sweldo. Nakakabahala ang natuklasan nilang halaga na mga tinatanggap na sweldo ng mga banyagang estudyante at backpackers.
Our national survey of over 4,300 people was really the first hard data that showed severe underpayment is widespread among international students and backpackers across a range of industries and nationalities. One in three international students and backpackers were paid about half of the legal minimum wage. And a substantial number also were working in conditions that could amount to criminal forced labor.
Ipinakita ng pagsusuri na alam ng karamihan sa mga estudante at backpackers ang tungkol sa minimum wage, pero nakikita nilang binabayaran ng kulang ang kanilang mga kasamahan, kaya hindi sila umasang tatanggap sila ng mas malaki at tamang sweldo. Samantalang ilang industriya ay hindi naapektuhan, ang ilan ay nasa malubha kaysa iba.
It was especially common in food services, so almost 2 in 5 participants had their lowest paid job in cafes, restaurants and takeaway shops, which was far more than for any other job. And underpayment was particularly severe in fruit and vegetable picking, so almost a third of people who worked in fruit and vegetable picking were earning $10 an hour or less.
Sinabi ni Berg na nagulat siyang makita na maraming nasyonalidad ng backpackers at banyagang estudyante ang sumasang-ayon sa kulang na sweldo.
Workers from Asian countries, including China, Taiwan, and Vietnam, were receiving lower wage rates than those from North America, Ireland, and the UK. But having said that, we were really struck by the finding that severe underpayment was experienced by every major nationality of backpackers and international students in this country. So at least one in five, Americans, British, Indians, Brazilians and Chinese all earned roughly half the minimum wage. But for some nationalities, severe underpayment was even more common than that.
Samantalang marami pang trabaho ang kailangan gawin ng gobyerno at negosyo para maayos ang problema, sinabi ni Mark Lee na may mga nakalagay ng hakbang ang Fair Work Ombudsman upang baguhin ang sitwasyon.
We have a translation service. It's free and available as well. Our website is also available in 40 different languages. And we have an anonymous tip-off function tool as well. So we understand that some people may be reluctant to reveal their identities. So we've developed this online tool on our website, fairwork.gov.au, where people can go and provide us with information about what's happening to them without disclosing their identity.
At kung natatakot naman kayong masama sa problema o kanselahin ng inyong pinapasukan ng inyong visa, sinabi ni Mark Lee na sisiguruhin ang Fair Work Ombudsman na ito ay hindi mangyayari.
They're worried that if they come to us and talk to us that something bad will happen to their visa or they may be sent away from Australia. We can give people assurances that we've developed an agreement with the Department of Immigration where if somebody comes to us and they tell us about what's happening to them in the workplace and they're cooperating with one of our investigations, we can make sure that they won't suffer any adverse effects to their visa status.
Upang malaman kung tumatanggap kayo ng tamang sweldo o gustong magsampa ng anumang reklamo, dumalaw sa website ng Fair Work Ombudsman sa fairwork.gov.au o tumawag sa teleponong 131394.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.